I find your grace in the rhythm of life. Your majesty shines in every place. In the rhythm of life, your majesty shines in every place.
Recognition of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Recognition of Allah Almighty. In the previous episodes we were discussing about how we can gain ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are those ways, what are those means that we can adopt to increase our recognition, our gnosis, our ma'rifah of our creator Allah azza wa jal. Inshallah we will continue in this episode in discussing another means, and when you will hear about this particular means you will think it consists of many other means. And you can get this impression, but in reality it's one means and it's a bit detailed. So inshallah, let's hear about this means, this way of gaining ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is, if you were to sum it up in one word, performing righteous actions. And when we say righteous actions, it consists of countless actions. Tilawatul Quran, dhikrullah, ibadat, salah, Sadaqah, Mujahada, Qiyamul Layl, Good Akhlaq. So it's one means, but it consists of many things. And inshallah, we will hear about the verses of Al-Quran Al-Kareem when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this means of gaining His ma'rifah, of gaining His qurbah, of strengthening your connection with the Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal. So, firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Whoever hopes to meet his Lord, he should perform righteous actions and he should not associate anyone with Allah. So firstly, this verse mentions doing righteous actions. And then it states, not associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, although this, according to some commentators, means avoiding shirk, polytheism, avoiding associating partners to Allah jalla wa ala, but other scholars have said it means avoiding shirk khafi. Not shirk jali. Shirk jali, the major shirk, which is associating partners with Allah. Here it means shirk khafi, i.e. do not do your actions for other than Allah. When you do a righteous action, amal salih, a good deed, do them khalisatan for Allah, sincerely for Allah. And do not intend other than Allah within that action. Because if you do, this is riya. And you will lose the reward for those actions. And this is something reprehensible. This is something condemnable, that a person is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's doing actions for Allah, but he's intending the reward from other than Allah as well. There's so many narrations in this regard. Warnings as well, how on the Day of Judgment, such a person will be asked, go and take your reward, go and obtain your reward from the one you did the actions for. Those you did actions for besides Allah. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So here the verse is saying that do righteous actions. If you want to meet Allah, if you're hopeful of meeting Him, do righteous actions and do not show off. Do not associate others within that action which is done for Allah. Don't do it so that people praise you. Anything like that. In another verse of Al-Quran Al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. And those who strive in our way, we will definitely guide them to our paths. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, those who strive in our way, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا. So striving in the path of Allah, in the way of Allah, is by performing worship, by undertaking hardship. Remember, when we perform worship, sometimes it's hard, sometimes we feel burdened. But that is the test. Allah ta'ala says in another verse of Al-Quran Al-Kareem, إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سيهدين, and I am going towards my Lord so that he may soon guide me. This is the path that we need to traverse. We need to undertake mashaqqa, hardship. We need to traverse on this path of righteous a'mal, of mujahada, of muraqaba, of struggling in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we want ma'rifa of Allah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another verse of Al-Quran al-Kareem, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember me, I will remember you. So what are we being taught through these verses? That you have to consistently worship Allah, strive in His way, remember Him, do His dhikr, and this is how doors of ma'rifah will open for you. This is how you will attain true recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His gnosis. This rank of attaining ma'rifah is a rank, obviously, whereby a person succeeds in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gains falah. And what does the Quran say? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The believers have succeeded. Now, if you look at it, you have a wali, he's a believer. An alim is a believer. Righteous person is a believer. Fasiq can also be a believer as well. What distinguishes them? أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. So these people who have steadfastness in worshipping Allah, they have yaqeen that they will meet Him. They have no doubt in the fact that they will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be rewarded for their actions. They will be blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Namaz is not difficult for them because their certainty is of a great level. And when they pray, they take great ladha, pleasure in their ibadah, in their worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That salah is the ascension of a believer. And it is in salah when a person reaches perfection in terms of being a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when he's performing worship, the more khushu there is, the more khudu there is, the more sincerity there is, the more God consciousness there is, the more fear of Allah there is, the more muhabba there is for Allah, then that salah will benefit that person accordingly. As opposed to someone who gets up, who does the faraid, fulfills the obligation, and he considers it a formality. His mind's wandering left, right, and center. He is not taking pleasure from that ibadah. That ibadah is not preventing him perhaps from even sins. Why? Because he's not performing it properly. So what we need to do as Muslims, we need to aim to become those who are khashi'een in prayer, those who worship Allah with sincerity, those who are submissive with our hearts, with our bodies, with our minds to the Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal. In Bukhari, Sahih al-Bukhari, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked, famous hadith, Hadith Jibreel, that mal ihsan, what is ihsan? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ. You worship Allah as if you see Him. And if you cannot see Him, know that He sees you. فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. And the person who reaches this level, then slowly, slowly, gradually, the manifestations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudra and other things become apparent to him. Subhanallah. So ibadah is a great means of attaining ma'rifah of Allah. And we covered it in a previous episode, the hadith of Bukhari, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates a hadith Qudsi. And he says that Allah ta'ala says that my slave becomes close to me by fulfilling the faraid. And then he continues to gain my closeness by fulfilling the nawafil as well, the voluntary actions as well. And then what happens? Allah makes that person His beloved. So in this hadith, ibadah and the qurb of Allah are connected. They've been mentioned together. So we need to perform ibadah with this intention, to gain the closeness of Allah. Salah, zakat, hajj, sawm. And then nawafil, when we recite durood sharif, when we do dhikrullah, when we give sadaqa nafila, when we do good to others, when we feed the poor, when we help those who are in need. When we do all of these actions, we do them for the sake of Allah, to gain His closeness. And if we're sincere, we will gain His closeness, inshallah. And this is the best way. The hadith tells us that this is the best way. Fulfill your faraid, then through voluntary actions, become close to your Lord Allah Azza wa Jal. So this was ibadah. Now in mujahada that we are discussing, striving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way, there is another aspect that we need to consider as well. Another chapter. And that is the chapter of inner actions. A'mal of the batin, of the internal. So we have the apparent worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like salah we've been discussing, giving zakat, performing hajj, fasting in the month of Ramadan. These are all zahiri ibadat, apparent forms of worship. But then there are forms of worship which pertain to the inner, the internal. And let's hear about this. And this is also key in gaining that qurba of Allah, the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's all part of mujahada, striving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the Sufiya ikiram, they've mentioned in their books, for example, Risala Qushayriya, Kashf al-Mahjub, other books like this, they've mentioned batini mujahada, batini actions that we must also do as well. And when we read such books, when we read such works, and how they've discussed this particular topic, subhanallah, this brings a light in the heart. This develops a light in the heart. And these are considered worship of the heart. They pertain to the inner, and they're considered worship of the heart. So what are they? What are these means of inner worship that lead to the qurba of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There's a long list, but inshallah we'll mention a few things. Number one is yaqeen. Now we have iman. Iman, tasdeequ ma ja'a bihi an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, testifying to whatever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought. In terms of religion, in terms of Islam, we believe in all of that. We testify in that. And along with iman is this martaba, this level of yaqeen, certainty. And this is what leads to the strengthening of iman, when you have certainty of faith. As we mentioned earlier, that a wali has iman, a fasiq has iman. What's the difference? The difference is that one has greater certainty than the other. So the wali of Allah will have a greater level of yaqeen, but the fasiq will have a weaker level. He'll be a believer, he'll be a Muslim, but he'll have a weaker level of yaqeen, and he's not able to prevent himself from sins. But a wali of Allah has a high level of yaqeen in the Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal. This is a worship of the heart. Similarly, you have ikhlas, doing things only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you have tawakkul ala Allah, relying only upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only with the tongue. Obviously, people make claims, people say a lot of things, but do they back that with their actions? When they face difficulties, can you see the truthfulness in their claims? Or is it the opposite? So this is a test. So tawakkul ala Allah. It has to be with the tongue and with the heart as well. Another thing, mahabba for Allah, love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator. Then you have contentment with the divine decree. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has willed, whatever Allah jalla wa ala has decreed, we are happy and content with that. Whether our nafs is happy with that or not at that time. Whether we feel that it's difficult for us to bear that or not. It happens. People go through certain situations and they think, oh, why is it happening to me? I wish it didn't happen. But this is also a means of gaining the ma'rifah of Allah. Even if you don't know why you're going through that, say, Ya Allah, you know best. Ya Allah, your knowledge is complete. I'm weak. My knowledge is incomplete. Ya Allah, there's some hikmat in this that I cannot see. So, being razi, being content with the divine decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also mujahada in the way of Allah. This is a worship of the inner that leads to the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you have shukr. Allah ta'ala has blessed you with so many in'amat, so many bounties. You do the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those bounties. That Ya Allah, gratitude to you. Ya Allah, all thanks to you. I'm nothing. I'm not worthy of these blessings. Ya Allah, I thank you. And this is what a believer must do throughout his life. And it doesn't matter how much shukr we do, it's still less. We can never fulfill the right of Allah in this regard. And in any regard. Another thing, and this relates to the inner, the heart, is tawbah, repentance, regretfulness upon wrong actions, being penitent, remorseful, doing ruju' ila Allah. Going back to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, forgive me. You are the one who will forgive sins. Ya Allah, I've wronged myself. So tawbah is another important thing. And then you have khashiyah, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This should be in the heart as well. Taqwa, refraining from sins. Having the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart. Muraqabah, meditating, contemplating, thinking about your akhirah, thinking about your actions. And this has levels as well. That sometimes you will sit and you'll think about the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how grand it is, how great it is, how perfect it is. This shows the power of Allah, the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one type of muraqabah. And this is how you gain ma'rifah. Then you have muraqabah of the hereafter, what will happen, the grave, hashar, accountability, jannah, etc., thinking about the afterlife, which is the actual abode for the believers. Then you have qana'ah, being content with what Allah Ta'ala has provided for you in this worldly life, not having tama', which is greed and avarice. Also, being firm upon deen, refraining from actions which lead to the displeasure of Allah, assigning all your affairs to Allah, tafweed ilallah. This is also related to the inner. So these are just a few things. And inshallah, in the next episode, we will speak about other things which are related to the heart, and we will continue this topic. Alhamdulillah, we learned that to gain the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's necessary that we strive in His way. Without striving, we won't attain. And if we strive, it can never happen that Allah won't bless us. Because He Himself has said in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those who strive in our way, we definitely, most definitely guide that person, guide those people to our paths, not just one path. Subulana, the plural has been used. Many paths open for such a person. Those paths lead to the ma'rifah of Allah, lead to the recognition of Allah, lead to the gnosis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what the purpose of life is. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us His ma'rifah, His closeness, His pleasure, and grant us the same regarding His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every breath I find Your grace. In the rhythm of life Your majesty shines in every place. In the rhythm of life Your majesty shines in every place.
Recognition of Allah.